This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mr. Sam Amico joins us on the fan hotline. Hello, Sam from HoopsWire.com.
Sam, how are you?
Hi, gentlemen. It's been a while since we've talked. I feel like Philip Rivers coming off the bench, or coming off the couch, I guess.
You've been retired for 4 years, and you have 10 kids?
I was going to say, you're a grandfather?
Nice.
Well, I'm getting all the way close to all that stuff, I guess.
So Dan and I were just kicking around NBA expansion and all that a little bit before we get into the Cavs. Seattle, Vegas appear to be the teams that are sitting there waiting to get the NBA team that Adam Silver has said we're going to announce in 2026. Any other place that you think would be a better fit than Seattle or Vegas? Because I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think that, you know, Seattle to me is the obvious pick. That's been almost 20 years now since the Sonics left. And you know, I felt the same way when they left, when the Browns left. I'm like, that's like a franchise where the fans are, you know, so passionate and really seemed ingrained in the city there. So I think Seattle's the obvious choice. You know, Las Vegas, I guess, you know, used to be a non-sports town in terms of having teams, and now the NBA is the only league that doesn't have a team there. So, and they're doing summer league there. They do their NBA Cup there. So, to me, that makes sense. And it sounds like the commissioner just coming out and saying those are the two places that, you know, lead the pack.
Sam, do you believe that the league is in a place talent wise to support two new teams?
No, you know, I think that there's, don't get me wrong, there's tons of talent, but to me, when I look at the end of the benches sometimes, I just think, do they really need, you know, two more teams? I don't know. To answer your question, Dan, I would say no. I don't think that they really need. I don't think, you know, when you look at franchises, and more than talent to me is when you look at franchises like Charlotte or Memphis, some of these other teams that don't really draw well, although Charlotte's attendance is up this year, I just don't see the need for two more. And I don't know, you know, this has to go through the team owners, and I don't know that they're gonna want to share more revenue. So I don't think it's a given. That said, would love to see the Sonics and Seattle have a team again.
And as if the NBA needs more partying, a team in Vegas just fits, right?
Yeah, you can't go wrong in Vegas as far as you know, the league is concerned, and clearly all these other teams have either moved there, or the hockey teams, an expansion team, so seems to make sense.
So the Cavaliers are sitting here at 15-13. They're the only team in the second apron. They're putting up the second most threes per game in the NBA and have the 28th shooting percentage on threes in the NBA. A lot of things not adding up right now, Sam. Well, how does it strike you?
Yeah, that's, to me, the you know, we've been saying it during this past month or so, with 7 of the last 10 that they've lost. It's just, to me, they look, I don't even know that the shooting's a problem, but I don't even know if it's their biggest issue. But they're clearly settling and taking threes way too early in the shot clock, and I'm not sure why that is, whether that's a player thing or a coaching thing. And if they think it's okay and they're going to start making them, I don't know. But, you know, to me, they're not locked in. The intangibles element of it is really hurting them, you know, just the little things, the boxing out, the loose balls, the other team getting offensive rebounds, the turnovers. They're just, those are all lack of focus things. And I don't know, you know, it's hard to tell why that is. But, and the defense, I mean, the defense has been very, very soft. And, you know, everybody knows the Bulls like to turn your misses into a track meet. And that's what they did last night. The Cavs just kind of let them. So, you know, I don't know exactly. It's not just one thing when you're supposed to be a contender and don't look anything close to that. I think it's multiple things that are stacking up. But certainly, like you said, Jeff, the shooting is very questionable, the shot selection.
Sam Amico joining us. You can read him at hoopswire.com. Not to mention, Sam, it feels like we're going back to the old clogged toilet offense every so often, where four guys stand around. Donovan Mitchell dribbles, Ori dribbles into a three, and then in the fourth quarter, it's like, okay, Donovan, save us. We're just going to kind of hang back and hope for ourselves. And it feels like a lot of effort is being exerted by Donovan Mitchell to win games in December, and I wonder what that looks like when you hit late April.
Yeah, you're right. It's not sustainable. As great as he is, he's the one guy you never have to question, you know, not just effort, but productivity. And that's not something that's going to lead to great success. And I would think they would know that. But, you know, you look at last year when they were starting 15-0 and going all those 12-game winning streaks, it was five guys operating almost as a fist, and now it's almost going way back, like Michael and the Jordan Ayers. It's just not been very cohesive. I'm sure injuries play a role. And guys, I wonder, just from going in the locker room, to me it seems like they miss a George Niang or a Tristan Thompson, because they don't have anybody. And let me tell you, I love the guys in that locker room. I've never enjoyed last year covering a team as much as I did. But they don't have that player in the locker room anymore who's going to call out guys. George Niang used to do that all the time. He'd call out Donovan Mitchell. You know, hey, Donovan, you're shooting too much. And Donovan would be like, oh, okay, you're right. You know, so they're missing that voice. None of the guys in the locker room today have that voice. That's not Donovan's nature. He's more of a build-you-up guy. And I just think you need to hear that stuff from somebody other than a coach. And right now, they just don't have that player in the locker room who's going to tell his teammates, hey, pull it together, because they're all nice guys, and they're all soft, but not super soft spoken, but they're all not the type of guys to call you out. So I wonder if they're missing that a little bit.
That's interesting.
Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com joining us. HoopsWire.com. You can read all of Sam's coverage of the Cavaliers and the NBA, and you need it. It's there at hoopswire.com. We haven't heard the words core four a whole lot this year. Is that because it's not the core four anymore, or just because we're not hearing it anymore?
I think it's probably because, you know, it's hard to include all four guys in that right now. Well, you know, I mean, as we just said, it's been kind of the Donovan Mitchell show, and Jared Allen's been in and out of the lineup, obviously, with the injury. Darius Garland, same thing. Evan Mobley now out. Even when the rare occasion they had all of them together, it still wasn't cohesive. And I think that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That's probably a bigger reason behind it than the fact that people got tired of it. I think it's just, well, it seems like we have the core one. And occasionally one other guy, and sometimes that other guy is Jalen Tyson. So just early in the season, there's not been necessarily a four-headed monster, so to speak.
Sam, does your gut tell you that Kobe Altman sits tight, is patient, lets this group get healthy and take another run at it? Or does your gut tell you there's some kind of tweak that's not just minor on the way this year?
My gut right now is telling me that he's going to, you know, wait to see if this corrects itself. Because here's the good news. There's 50-plus games left, right? And all it's going to take is a winning 6 out of 7. And you're feeling good about yourself, and you're a game or two out of first place in the East. You know, it's not like anybody's really running away with it. Yes, Detroit, I think, is, what, 21-5. So you just need a winning streak to feel good about yourself. And you don't have to do it until March. You know? I mean, you can continue to play slightly above 500 basketball, put together an 8 out of 10 winning streak or, you know, stretch in March, and you're right there. And that's ideally what you want to do. You don't want to go 15-0 and then fade after the All-Star break. So I think that there's, you know, that said, there's not going to be much more patience with this, what we're seeing now. But I my gut says, I know if I'm the GM, I'm like, yeah, it's bad. It's not been great lately. And let's just ride it out a little bit more and see where we go and not be fanatical. And if we feel like we have to make a move, we have until February 5th. So I do think these next 4 weeks will tell us a lot about what direction they'll go. Now, obviously, we know they're they're somewhat limited because of the salary cap rules.
Do you think that kind of a move would involve the coaching staff, or do you think that kind of a move would involve the roster, or both?
Roster. I find it really hard to believe they would make a move with a reigning NBA coach of the year at this point. I think from everything I've heard or know, I don't think anybody views it as a big Kenny Atkinson issue right now. At least not in the Cavs front office. And to me, it's like they would have to get bounced. This would have to continue throughout the season for them to get bounced in the first round for them to consider a coaching change. They would have to be pretty bad. The roster, to me, is what they're looking at, saying, you know what, we're seeing the same issues now that we saw with the previous coaching regime. So that's probably not just coaching. It's probably a roster issue. So, again, I can tell you they're not panicked by any stretch. It's we're not playing well. If we're not going to play well, this would be the stretch of the season where you want to not play well. And, you know, we have 5-6 weeks to get it corrected if we have to make a roster change. But right now they're just looking at it like we just got to play better. We got to sharpen it. We don't need to panic. We need to sharpen things up. And I think that's probably the smart call when you consider – the Indiana Pacers started 11-15 last season and made it all the way to Game 7 of the Finals. You can't read too much into what's going on right now.
And there's a reality check, everybody. Sam, thank you very much. Hoopswire.com. Hoopswire.com. You can read all of Sam's work. Thanks, buddy.
You're the man, Sam. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
All right, Jeff. A little bit of news coming from Josina Anderson.
Okay.
Buckle in, everyone.
From the NFL.
Yep. NFL Insider has, you know, covered for a lot of different outlets.
Yep.
On Twitter, I'm told there's been recent interest expressed at the very least in speaking with Bill Belichick on an exploratory basis from two teams per league sources.
Uh-oh.
My understanding is Belichick has upper level personnel still fond of him in Atlanta, New York, and Cleveland. Whilst all struggling teams going through customary evaluations this time of year.
One more time on, not the whole thing, on the level of interest that she says here.
My understanding is Bill Belichick has upper level personnel still fond of him in Atlanta, New York, and Cleveland.
Well, upper level personnel means ownership here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's all it means.
That's because I don't.
It doesn't mean Andrew Berry, I don't think.
And the other guy that you would point to Stefanski is now with the Rockies.
And Paul DePodesta is not here.
Yeah.
So that means ownership.
So that means ownership. No.
You beat me to it.
No.
Bill was a fine NFL coach. My guess is he could still be a fine NFL coach. I'm not interested.
No.
I'm not interested.
If the answer to your question is Bill Belichick, in the year of our Lord 2025, you need to change the question. The game.
I would not be interested. Folks, you just heard what Dan said. Josina Anderson reporting three teams still having an interest in Bill Belichick at the upper levels. What do you think? Dan says?
No.
Jeff says? No.
If you want him as a consultant, okay, I'll listen. If you want to bring him aboard as some kind of football guru, something like that, okay.
There's no way Bill comes in and sits in a boardroom and says, yes, no, yes. That's not him.
I do not want him as a general manager, and I definitely don't want him as a coach.
I definitely don't want him as GM.
Yeah. I don't want him as either. I don't want the Bill Belichick tree here. I don't want Charlie Weiss. I don't want Romeo Crennel. I don't want...
Romeo is a fine man.
Yes, he was. He was. I don't want Matt Patricia. I don't want any of those guys. I don't want Joe Judge. No, thank you. Just a big, firm no thank you. No, I do not want Bill Belichick in Cleveland. I want someone who will look forward and not someone who will rest on what they've done in the past.
By the way, Romeo still is a fine man.
I never met the guy. I got to believe you on such great, things. I had heard from many people that great he could guy. Not have been nicer if he tried.
Was a good coach. No longer a good coach because he's not coaching.
But yeah.
If the Browns are going to make a move, and I still think it's an if, although I think it's, again, you don't survive three wins followed by whatever this is going to be. Go hire Mike McCarthy. I'd rather have John Gruden. I'd rather have young coordinator who's going to be the next Liam Cohen in Jacksonville. Do that. Bill, Pete Carroll, unfortunately not the answer.
Right.
Not the answer anymore.
I would be a no on Pete Carroll. I am a no on Mike McCarthy. I would take Mike McCarthy before I would take Bill Belichick.
Mike McCarthy had three straight 12-5 seasons and then slipped 1 year in Dallas and they got rid of him.
That is just so lovely, and congratulations to him on all of the success that has found him back.
Why do you hate poor Mike McCarthy? He's from Pittsburgh. He coached your Packers. They did well.
Because the game has passed him by.
12-5. Browns fans, wouldn't that be nice?
The game has passed him by.
Okay, great.
His philosophies and his thoughts and all of that stuff are from a different era. His offense just basically turned into the Miami Dolphins offense for a while, where he was just copy and pasting.
Fine. You didn't want him. You didn't want him when he went to Dallas and won 12 games 3 years in a row.
So. That's
fine. Great. I know.
Again, not my style.
Browns are sitting in fourth place right now in the draft, mock draft world.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Right now, if the season ended now, they would draft fourth. And that makes me think of a couple of things, Dano. I wanted to check on this and see. The remaining strength of schedule for the teams ahead of the Browns in the draft right now, The Browns have a tougher schedule than all of them. Hmm. The Giants have the third easiest remaining schedule in the NFL. And they're sitting right now in the number one spot. So they could stumble into a game. The Raiders have the 7th easiest schedule. Titans are 16th. The Browns have the 13th toughest schedule the rest of the way. And it just, you're sitting here. We talked about this yesterday. All the mock drafts have 2 quarterbacks going early in the draft. Only 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kid from Alabama, Ty Simpson, going late in the first round. If the Browns want one of these quarterbacks, sorry, folks, it would behoove them to lose football games. Is that what people want?
So,
do people want you to lose football games?
I'm kind of glad that we started this segment with Bill Belichick to lead to this point right now.
I know.
Because...
And let me throw this at you before you do that.
Sure.
The Giants, with the 3rd easiest schedule remaining, they play the Raiders, and the Raiders are ahead of them. So somebody's going to win a 3rd game there, which would tie them with the Browns, numbers-wise anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they play the Vikings, and they play the Cowboys, who have not been great. So the Giants could easily – they're definitely – either the Giants or the Raiders are going to end up with 3 wins where the Browns sit right now.
So you bring up Bill Belichick, and always who came with Bill Belichick and is with him in...
Our buddy Mike Lombardi.
Uh-huh. And he always had this great quote. Bill Simmons used to have him on all the time to talk about football, and then he's a huge Philadelphia 76ers fan as well. And I'll never forget Michael Lombardi saying during the process that this is the worst thing that you could possibly do for the culture of your franchise because it incentivizes losing. And when you get that incentive in there, you cannot get it out.
I agree with that, except for one thing. You're at 3 wins. Are 4 or 5 wins going to really do anything for you? I mean, you're not going to... The NFL players will not allow you to tank a game. NFL players won't do that. You can't go on a football field and not try hard because you're going to get hurt, and NFL players don't do that.
Right.
You've seen the way that teams with crummy records celebrate wins. They love it. Why increase the chances of you getting replaced by somebody because you just helped your team get a better draft position by losing?
Because at some point you need to instill a culture of winning, and you need to instill this is what it takes to win football games.
I agree with you.
And the idea of just walking out there and basically just throwing your hands in the air and saying, well, we need to drop this one. And whether it's because the front office has put together some kind of a roster that is completely hamstringing your team, or it's because a coaching staff is looking around and going, oh, no, you know, Shedeur Sanders does have a higher upside than Bailey Zappe, so let's get Bailey Zappe out there. And in that way, we can guarantee our losses. Like, that sets a tone inside of a room that is so hard to get out when you believe that the organization above you is tying your hands together. Like, that's the problem that you run into. It's what the 76ers ran into with the process.
I'm just telling you, Browns have every opportunity here to move up, Dan. Now, that said, would you agree? I don't think they're going to beat Buffalo.
No.
I don't think they're going to beat Pittsburgh.
No.
The only game I think they might win the rest of the way is the last game of the year, and it's against the Bengals.
And I think they're going to do it. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it in a shootout.
And can the Browns put up that many points? I'm hard pressed to think that.
That's the question.
It's just you have right now there are 3 teams that are 2-12, the Giants, Raiders, and Titans. And then at 3-11, 3 teams, Browns, Jets, Cardinals. And tiebreakers and everything else, strength of schedule, you know, all that stuff to be determined down the road. But we'll see. And then heads up, of course, the Browns beat the Raiders. They lost to the Titans, and they lost to the Jets. 2 things in the last segment floated our boat. Number 1, Josina Anderson, NFL reporter, threw out there, Bill Belichick is on the minds of 3 teams' upper managements, and she listed the Browns as one of them. And then we were talking about Browns sitting 4th right now in the draft order. At 3 and with 3 wins, and the 2 teams ahead of 3 teams ahead of them have 2 wins. So the Browns are right there. You want better draft position? We know what that means. Could mean a quarterback. Or you want what Dan says. You want what I feel. You want what Mike Lombardi has preached. Win. Set a tone. Set a tone. Mm-hmm. Set a culture.
This is the work that goes into it. This is the reward that you get from putting in that extra work. This is what you need to do to be a successful franchise in the league.
And there's also the thought that maybe if you finish strong and win out, you put a few more points in the keep the coaching staff column and all that stuff, but that's another thing. Eric is in Akron. Eric, welcome.
All right, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Well,
doing well, man.
Okay, so I want you guys to hear me out on the hoodie.
Okay, sell me on this. I'm going to turn off my mic. Sell me on this, okay?
You like her? You like his girlfriend? Is that the deal, Eric?
We all watch football 95. Some of us lived through it. Like, I remember it ripping my soul out. But I also remember in that football 95 interview where Belichick said they would have won had they had more time. That team would have won. And what I like about Belichick is, A, he has an infinite knowledge about football as a whole. But he also has a huge knowledge about what the Browns looked like before it became the train wreck that it is right now. And I don't know that that equals bringing him in as a head coach, but I think it could be a good thing on just traditions and how to create a winning franchise like he did in New England, like he did in even Baltimore to an extent, because that tradition went to Baltimore. I like I said, I don't know what that looks like, but it also means we probably keep Schwartz. And everybody wants to keep Schwartz on as a defensive coordinator at least because of how well the defense is doing.
Why would Bill so, – why the Bill and Schwartz combo?
Because Schwartz was with Belichick when he was here the first time.
Yeah, but he was in a real low-level position.
And he ate his turkey sandwich.
He was not on the coaching staff. But.
It's valid.
You never know. Eric, thank you.
If you put him in a role as the football guru, the chief of whatever made-up title, because the Browns are very good at making up titles, whatever they want to give him, you can talk me into that. If you're going to put him as GM, if you're going to put him as head coach, my answer is a loud, resounding no.
Do you think there's any way Bill Belichick would take I'll just sit back and take your money roll and not contribute? Because if you're not going to have him contribute, then why have him here?
I agree with you, Jeff. I wouldn't do it. I mean, that's even my thing. I don't think he would do it either unless he's in a position of power where he is making some kind of hirings and firings.
I couldn't agree more. Bill's a control freak.
Yes.
And that's why he was so successful in New England along with a certain quarterback.
Right.
And so there's no way he's coming in and saying, you know, I would do this on the defensive line, but you know, you guys do whatever you want.
Yeah, follow your heart.
I'm going off with the girlfriend, and we're gonna go to the Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
Yeah, we're going to Nantucket. Take
care
of yourself.
Going to Brandywine Falls.
I mean, that's the whole thing with it. He's going to have some level of power wherever he goes, and I don't want him in a position of power involving my team.
I agree. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So on the Belichick thing real quick, and I'm going to give you my hypothetical scenario for the draft. But on Belichick, I agree with you guys 100%. Unless he's in some small role, advisory role, that would be the only thing. Because Bill does know talent. There's no question. He does know football. But I feel like his style of coaching and the way he wants to build teams is aged, if that makes sense. Now, as far as the draft coming up, we have three games coming up. They're against Allen, Rodgers, and Burrow. All I want to see is Shadur be competitive in these games. I would hope that the games are close, but guess what? I actually want them to lose these games, and here's why. The number one pick, I think, is going to be the Raiders. And I know the Browns, if they're in the position, they do like Mendoza. What I'm hoping is that they finish with the second overall pick, and here's why. They're not high on Dante Moore. At least I haven't heard a lot of talk about that. Have you guys heard anything about them and Dante Moore at all?
Have not.
The Cleveland Browns are very good, though, at like putting out a smoke signal of something they actually don't care about, because we heard very little about Dylan Gabriel as well.
Jeff, I know where you're going with this. Keep it going.
Yes. So they're not high on Dante Moore. What I would really like to see, the Jets are desperate. Their quarterback situation is a mess. Let them decide, hey, we want to come up and get Dante Moore and give us a plethora, whether it's a couple firsts, whatever. That way we can take our receiver, i.e. Carnell Tate at 5, draft a lineman, Proctor or whatever, at the end of the first round, and we have a boatload of picks. So that way, going into next year, if we say, hey, Arch Manning or Lenora Sellers, Jeff, your guy has shown us something different in their next season, we can go all in with those picks on the quarterback a year from now if Shadur hasn't proven himself. There's levels to this. We've got to be thinking about this year and beyond. I don't want to hear Super Bowl window 2.0 or whatever Mary Kay says, because right now we're not in a place that that's even a possibility. We've got to continue to build, and if we can continue to stack picks, that's the beauty of this league, is we're going to figure it out eventually. Coach and GM, I don't care who it is, as long as they have an understanding that there are more needs than just the quarterback on this team. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Jeffrey, thank you very much.
You can talk me into that.
Yeah, except I hate
kicking the can down the road, though.
It goes back to this. You don't want to lose games. Yeah, and people don't understand, I think. NFL players, they don't phone it in. You can't phone it in the NFL. You just, I don't think you can. You get hurt, and they work too hard to not go out and try and win a football game.
And it's back to the Shelby Harris quote. You're putting out tape not only for the Browns, but you're putting out tape for the other 31 teams.
You're playing
teams.
For your livelihood.
You are playing for your livelihood on top of that. Yep. It's 100% accurate in that regard. This team, I am fine if they roll into next season and go, we want to give Shadur the beginning of the year. Okay, fine. Or if they even said, hey, let's go into a quarterback competition between Shadur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. Okay, fine. As long as it ends in a way that gets me a big body wide receiver in the draft and a better left tackle, right tackle, whatever direction they want to go to start rebuilding one of those porous and old offensive lines in football.
James is in Akron. Hello, James.
Welcome. How are you, James?
Yes, I agree with the last guy. I am right now, for what we have, I'm sold on Sanders. Now, I don't like any of the three top quarterbacks coming out of college right now. They're showing me kind of the same thing that Dylan Gabriel was showing me. I looked at some things I could pull up on Gabriel, and I noticed the throws. He made a lot of throws downfield last year in college, but I noticed the same problem he's having now. There's no velocity on him. And so what happened to us, the throws he had downfield and the throws, everyone was intercepted because there's no velocity. So arm strength, for whatever reason, looks good in college, but go back and look at those tapes. You guys were talking about it. Now I have you guys said that if we're looking for a quarterback, one of those three, I would like to know which one of the three quarterbacks, or would you take any one of the three over Sanders?
I would take Fernando Mendoza.
I wouldn't, because I that was a terrible game. You guys were praising him about that last game that he had when he beat Cleveland. That was a terrible game. I mean, Ohio State. Terrible game.
He went up against the closest thing you're going to get in college to a pro defense, and while, yes, it was ugly for parts of it, he was able to find success. Also pull up the Penn State drive at the tail end. You can see why people like Fernando Mendoza. Like, he's not a bum. I would say he is like a Jared Goff type, a Kirk Cousins type, and that's not an insult. I don't mean that insultingly when saying
it. Those guys have done just very well for themselves. They've been in winning situations. They've made a lot of money.
Yeah. Fernando Mendoza is really good. Like, he's a really good quarterback. He has been a good quarterback for a period of time. Even going back to Cal, he was really good. And by the way, his quarterback coach when he was at Cal, Bill Musgrave.
My overriding thought on this thing right now is just, you've got quarterbacks here. You have Deshaun. You've got another year of that contract and all the financial ramifications, and it's $80 million cap hit, biggest ever, and everything else. Play the guys you have next year. If you want to take somebody and take a wild stab at somebody later, like Drew Aller, if you can get him in the second or third round, and maybe you can, you know, get a guy that slips through for whatever reason, but look for your quarterback in 2027.
I've got bigger woes right now than quarterback.
That's exactly right.
I got bigger woes. I'm tired of dropping these guys in and not putting them in positions to succeed.
That's exactly right. Joey's in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Joey.
All right, Joey.
Hey, fellas. So no one ever mentioned this scenario. What if we just go ahead and get Mendoza, and we got Shadur, and then we got...
Joey, did I lose you? Joey, I lost you. Sorry about that. Apologize.
Way it goes. Again, we can get 4K pictures of Pluto and Neptune, and I can see the rings around them.
Yeah, how's that work?
And yet we can't get cell phone reception across this entire planet.
Well, we apparently do have trouble with it from time to time.
But yes, I can get 8K, 4K photos of Neptune. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and we could talk to the guy on the moon back in the 60s.
Can't get cell phone reception across this fine
line. Even though they say Neil Armstrong dropped. Because it was supposedly said one big step for a man.
Oh, really?
It's what they say.
Really?
Yeah, that it dropped and it just came out one giant, you know, one big step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That's the exact quote. Apparently, he had said a man. But
boy, that has less impact.
But it dropped.
Yeah, adding just that letter in there has way less of an impact than the quote itself. Yep. One giant step for
man. That's exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.